This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a familiar entity on hundreds of radio stations every weekend around the country as we present for you the charts, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, by the way, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well, All Things Talk. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to discuss the items that are on the charts with some kind of a long and winding road we'll go down, as we usually do, taking apart some of these things and other things that are going on in the world of talk, conversation on the air, etc. So, as we normally do, let's go through the stories, Michael, or let's have you do that, do the honors, the people list as well. I don't know if there are any surprises on this or not.
There are surprises, but there certainly are interesting stories. These are, as the saying goes, may you live in interesting times. We live in very interesting times, and there's good and bad to that. Yeah. At number 10, we have lots of interesting sports action. The Major League Baseball playoffs are happening, and there's still discussion about the NFL protests. And, of course, the NFL always has lots of local talk on news talk stations because it's still such a big part of our culture. At number 9, we have conversation about the California wildfires, and hardly enough conversation, but still plenty, about Puerto Rico. At number 8, Las Vegas shooting aftermath. At number 7, the GOP tax plan. At number 6, the Iran nuclear pact. At number 5, the threat of problems with North Korea and hack war plans. At number 4, Trump's Obamacare order. He's going to take it apart himself. At number 3, the Trump attack on NBC.
At number 2, by himself.
Boy, that's a whole can of worms. At number 2, the Trump Corker feud. And at number 1, really gigantic story, getting bigger and bigger by the minute, the Harvey Weinstein scandal. That's a surprise out of the blue, and that has significant cultural and business implications. Let's go to the people. We have at number 10, we have Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger from the world of football. Roger Goodell from the world of football is at 9. Number 8, Stephen K. Bannon. He remains a talked-about figure. At number 7, Jimmy Kimmel has gone from comedian to social commentator. At number 6...
Stick with comedy. Excuse me. Oh, what a bore.
Rose McGowan, his ratings have actually been pretty good.
It's so predictable. And whatever happened to entertainment, these guys take themselves so damn seriously. He and Colbert, both of them, it isn't so much the political point of view they have, it's just obnoxiously boring and so predictable, and they're so smug about it, like they're smarter than everybody else. Who wants to? I mean, there's a certain quality to what they do, for sure, but It's an adjunct to the news, and who wants to watch the news before they go to sleep? I was used to, even when I was working and have worked early most of my career, I used to stay up and watch Carson because the first 15, 20 minutes of the show were so fabulously entertaining. His monologue and his back and forth with Ed, it was a great way to just launch yourself into a good night's rest. But watching these boobs, oh my God. Excuse me, I just off onto a team.
How interesting. Interesting.
Really?
At number 6, Rose McGowan, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon. At number 5...
They're all dating each other, by the way.
I wouldn't be surprised. At number 5, Kim Jong-un. Old Uni there. Mm-hmm. At number 4, Hillary. At number 3, Bob Corker. At number 2... Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Harvey Weinstein.
Isn't it interesting how these Hollywood types prostitute themselves in order for them to become powerful and famous and rich? The movies that they make. Look at all this sort of soft porn that's around.
Disgusting.
And they tell us that this is art. and then they attack everybody else for what they're really doing, you know, in their the movies they're making, promote the actions that they are taking themselves. Is it true life, and they're just putting the stories up on the screen? Think
well,
about
I'm
all
not,
of these people.
I'm not
there
quite
get...
sure. I'm not quite sure what you just said, but well, I assume you're talking about hypocrisy.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. I think that there's a whole business is prostitution, and then you know there's a, and it isn't just the movie business either. By the way, you look around at some of the shots. Remember, Google in the last couple of months has had its problems from that same pew and. And now the guy that runs Amazon has been hiding some sexual, apparently, at least that's the charge anyway, sexual harassment stuff at Amazon. What is the matter with men? What I mean, there are a few women once in a while that are sexual harassers, but mostly it's men. What's the matter?
I don't know. It's just they're just bad.
Well,
I mean,
now you're trying to get me to not be so serious.
Every lousy president we've ever had was a man.
Yeah.
Some of the greatest bank robbers in history, other than Bonnie, was men.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really bad. It's just bad. I think we'd all be far better off if there were more women in the world and fewer men.
Well, I don't know about in the world, but in charge. With the exception of my town, where there's an election, there's a man running against a woman, and the man's much more qualified than the woman is to be
sexist.
But the women, it's interesting, the women are getting out in the primary, 60%, almost 65% of the voters were women voting for this woman, and only 35% men, and they voted for the man. That's the way it came out in the primary. Isn't that interesting?
Well, that's unfortunate if voting now is part
it
of
is.
This identity politics where
yeah.
I'm going to vote for the man because he's a man. I'm going to vote for the woman because she's a woman. You know, there's not necessarily a correlation that aptitude and ability to be good in the office has anything to do with the gender. However, one would think in a society that's 50-50 and women are part of the workplace and women are part of, there's an equalizing in terms of the fabric of society, you would think there would be more women in political office. And so there's something wrong with the fact that there are so few women in Congress and so few women in the federal government in elected positions. And I think that there's something wrong with that. However,
what is the something?
There's something wrong. There's something is not right in our society in terms of our coming to grips with the fairness and the balance of opportunity and respect, dignity, etc. In terms of the relationship between men and women, between
we
males
can
and
say
females.
That about the rich and the poor. We can say that about race. You can say it about religion.
Yes, and we should say that.
Yeah.
Just because it goes on in other areas doesn't mean it's not important.
It drives me nuts,
The fact is, we have a tremendous amount of injustice on every level,
well,
and the situation with women is apparent, and we have to raise our consciousness about it. So if I'm going to step back and just say, what is the broad strokes meaning of all of this? I think the Harvey Weinstein scandal is a milestone, a tipping point in terms of the evolution of awareness about the relationship between men and women in the workplace.
And it's forever been the problem, and everybody hides from it, runs away from it. And it doesn't get fixed. So it's an attitudinal thing as much as anything else. It's an educational thing. It's a familial thing. It's a cultural thing. I mean, you just name it. If we were having this discussion in Italy, they'd be laughing at us. If we translated this onto Italian talk radio and there are people listening, men especially, men and women, they'd laugh at us because the culture over there encourages this. Here, we don't encourage it. It just happens to happen. And so the thing that I started saying, I'm sorry I interrupted you for a second, the reality of voting for a woman because she's a woman, or a man because he's a man, or a Jew because he's a Jew, or a Christian because he's a Christian, or a black guy because he's black, it breaks down the underpinning of what real qualifications are. And I see it in my community. I see a woman who's a very nice woman, very smart. She doesn't have a clue about running the town. But because the guy who is really running, that knows what he's doing, is a sort of old school Italian guy who has had a lot of record and he's performed, done a lot of service for the town. But he has, because he's done a lot of stuff, he's got a trail. And he's got a record, and people can chase him around for it, whereas this woman came out of nowhere.
Does he have a bad record?
He has a record of being connected to some people that have gotten themselves into trouble. Guilt by association. He hasn't, never been accused of anything, but he was the assistant to the Speaker of the House that went to jail. And so, by association, he's a bad guy because he worked for this guy, Tom Finneran.
Well, maybe he assisted him in the badness, you know?
Well,
I mean, look at all the people that are going down with Harvey Weinstein.
Weinstein, yeah. I don't,
you know,
see,
well, this fellow can always move to Italy where he'll be applauded and praised as a great man,
right,
based on what you said before. Somebody's tuning in right now. It's in context, folks. It's in context.
Right. We'll pause now in context for a couple of fabulous words at 18 and change after the hour. This is the Countdown Show.
I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature Fruit and Veggies products help boost the immune system up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV, and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a potentially disabling disease of the central nervous system, which causes communication problems between the brain and the rest of the body. The good news is that there's been an explosion of treatments in the last 25 years, giving many patients a better quality of life.
We have injectable therapies, we have 3 oral medications, and we have a few infusion-based medications and chemotherapy-based medications for patients with multiple sclerosis.
While there is no cure for the disease, neurologist Dr. Mark Keegan says there is hope and optimism.
And there's other medications that are being developed, both immunosuppressive medications, immunomodulatory medications, as well as potentially neuroprotective medications, because that is really the next step in MS care, is halting, reversing progressive impairment due to multiple sclerosis.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You know, I talk about women in politics. There is this, the legions of fans that Hillary had, and how she played on the things that we've been talking about here with regard to women should be elected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But she was no fan of women who didn't like her. And so there's this thing, if you're a woman, you're supposed to vote for the woman. And that's kind of the point that I'm making here with my own local reference to the woman who's running for mayor here. Women are voting for her because she's a woman. They don't think about her qualifications. The town will be ruined. This woman hasn't got a clue.
Is she going to win? Is she going to win?
It's going to be close.
Is she going to win?
I don't think she's going to win. I don't want her to win. But it was close. She got more votes than the guy did during the primary. And it was mostly, again, women voting for her. They studied the polling. And the women voted for her in droves. And it's 21 after on the countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It is 23 minutes past the hour on this week's edition of the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown, the hot hits in talk radio. I think you wanted to be heard when it came to the NBC story, the president going after NBC for fake news. He can't do anything about it. There were no licenses for the network, although the people at NBC own television stations, whether he even knows that or not, or whether he even cares. He's just throwing the stuff against the wall. So you had particular...
I don't think the President of the United States should ever say anything, whether it's true or not true, whether it's attached to facts, whether he means it or he's venting. I don't think the President of the United States should ever say anything that creates an atmosphere where it's acceptable to have political consequences for any legitimate media to air their opinions or their take on the news. It's not his place to say that. It's the place of the consumers, the public, the critics, the people.
Turn it off if you don't like it. Right?
Well, that's the answer. Turn it off if you don't like it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But the president, what this president has to learn is that he has to, when people say he's not presidential, there you have to understand that you're dealing with a loaded gun. When you say things, they have much more power and implications than if you were just a private citizen.
Yeah.
And that's something that this president doesn't understand, and it confounds even his supporters. He brings so much of the criticism that he faces from the very media that he complains about, he brings it on himself.
And he knows that, and that's part of the plan?
No. I used to think that. No. I think he has a... I'm going to be polite. I think he has a blind spot.
Mm-hmm. A blind spot.
To his own inability to rise to the level of restraint that it takes to be president.
Mm-hmm.
The more power you have, the more restraint you must show.
Do you think all presidents in our lifetime have been good at that?
I think most of the presidents in our lifetime have been much better at it than he is.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens if there is no real strong Democrat to run against him in 2020? You know that.
He might win. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be president. I'm not saying anything about his policies. I'm not saying anything about the relationship he has with his core. I'm simply saying that this is not something he should be doing as president.
Do you learn as an adult, you've had a lot of experience in life. Are you always learning? Do you change your points of view?
Constantly.
Attitudes towards
constantly. That's my theme. Is change your mind in the face of new evidence. I said this to you many times. Seek truth, not victory. Don't become so attached to the ideology, so attached to the ego that you've invested in your position, that you are unwilling to bend, be flexible, open your mind to new information, especially in the face of new evidence. In the face of new evidence, we should all reserve the right to change our mind and not worry about being called wishy-washy. That's ridiculous. That all progress, whether it's science, whether it's social policy, has only happened because of new evidence indicating that the old paradigm is no longer workable.
Making it workable is a matter of understanding, much as anything else. For some, it works well. A lot of people who love him think this is swell. Let those bastards, the media arrogance, let's take them down a notch or two.
Yeah, but if you take down the institutions that are the very framework of our democracy and our culture, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. It's not all or nothing.
I'd like to see the president more involved in some social issues in constructive ways, not just, you know, some of the things that get tweeted, but fixing some of these other, they're not political, but social issues. Maybe we'll talk about that as we continue here. 28 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here we are, 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael. I was about to say Michael Horn. Michael Harrison. Well, Michael Horn's a great talk radio entrepreneur.
Do you think that should I become Michael Horn?
Nah, you're doing better as Michael Harrison, and okay. Michael Horn's doing better as Michael Horn.
Right. So, he should blow his own horn.
Yes, he should, as a matter of fact, as should I.
I can't believe you have a horn.
I have a couple of them.
Do you know that that was once a mainstay for radio DJs? Are you serious? Listen to that.
All the stuff left over from when I did the moldy, oldy, goody, goldies for my
restaurant. When you were Cousin Dougie.
I was Cousin Dougie.
Hey, cousins.
Hey, I heard gang, cousin, this is the FM 105.
I heard Cousin Brucey the other day. I finally listened in on Sirius, and
yeah.
It's amazing.
He sounds
you know.
The same. He's 88 years old. God bless the guy.
He sounds good. He's a little slower, but that's appropriate. I mean, I don't expect him to sound like he did, but wow, you know?
Yeah. Yep. God love him.
But he wasn't a horn blower. There were guys that actually had, you know, and stuff. I don't believe it. Yeah. You mean you haven't cleaned your studio since the 50s?
Well, I take it with me wherever I go.
Oh, that's right.
I make sure that I have all.
You never know when you need it. Like if you're having a conversation with somebody in an airplane, you want to impress them, you take out your horn, blow it in your face. I don't believe I'm hearing this.
All right, hold on a second.
This is really funny. Oh, that's lovely.
Okay, enough of that.
What a guess.
Serious business to do here. This is the countdown show.
This show has really gone down the drain.
Yeah. Well, we better bring it out of the...
I don't know if it's possible.
Out of the drain. Our list of people here this week includes these folks who are sort of connected to what's going on with Harvey Weinstein, Rose McGowan, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. There's a question in here for me and a lot of other people. I know, because I know some people that are close to the inside workings, just by the nature of what they do for a living, people who get themselves involved in drugs and alcohol and that sort of thing. And apparently Ben Affleck has become very depressed. since his split with Jennifer Garner. And he has an addictive personality anyway. He's got gambling problems, and he's always had kind of a drinking and smoking problem. So, you know, you wonder whether it's true, the business about Ben Affleck and whether he's guilty of doing the same things. Is everybody going to be accused of being guilty? And are they all really guilty? Matt Damon was accused of, you know, that. The first time I saw the NBC story, I was thinking, was that the story Matt Damon and these others who were accused of trying to stop the story of the Times? Well, it was stopped at NBC before. Apparently, Woody Allen's son, Ronan, is the one behind all of this. He's the one who's done the research. He hates his father. His father's a pervert. So he's taken it upon himself to go chase around all these stories and get as much publicity for the bad guys, to make them bad guys, as possible.
Hmm. Well, so, this is what's going to happen now. People are going to go after people.
Yeah.
Wow. It's dangerous to have a past. And
we all have a past.
What I'm saying is you're never out of the woods with changing culture, because things that people listening to this broadcast and that you and I do now regularly 10 years from now might be considered to be horrible or illegal. 100 years from now, they may look back on our entire society as barbaric. I mean, culture changes, and we're seeing, you know, what do they call it, a sea change. We're seeing a sea change in our culture on a daily basis, and that's why I view all this. It's part of the normal process of evolution. I mean, I don't want to say like
I'm supposed to. We've evolved from a single cell amoeba to this.
It's possible. I mean, you know, if you believe in evolution.
I don't believe that at all. I think we came from other planets, but it's just.
That's a scientifically sound theory as well. I mean,
yep.
it's called panspermia.
There's a new airline, by the way, coming. Do you know that?
Called panspermia. Nice.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Don't buy me a ticket on that one.
So
no, the idea that life is ubiquitous to the universe, and that the Earth was seeded by comets and meteors during a period of time when the newly forming Earth was pummeled.
I think we came here as beings, as human beings. We've come to this. That there's nothing in my mind. There's no one who's been able to convince me that the reason people are black is because they grew up in Africa, and the reason that they're yellow and have slanted eyes is because they grew up in Asia. And the reason that we're white is because we grew up here? Come on, or Europe? That's nonsense. It is. It's ludicrous to think. I mean, look at all the white people that have grown up in Africa. Look at all the people who are have yellow skin that have grown up on the west coast of our country. It's just ludicrous.
Well, you don't change. You don't change into another race simply by moving someplace.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
There.
That's
evolution,
the point.
But evolution takes place over eons.
Why are
mutations.
There yellow people in Asia, black people in Africa, and white people in Europe? Why?
Well, it has to do with the environment in which these branches of the human species adapted. And certain things in the environment, the water, the air, the sun, the temperature, the habits, the culture, years after year, generation after generation after generation, that slowly influenced the adaptation of the species to the environments in which they lived, especially in the Ice Age. The cold of the north was different than the heat of the south. The migration across thousands of miles to different environments, and that's why, you know, squirrels in Florida are skinnier than squirrels in New England, because they don't need as much hair because they don't have winters.
But they're all gray.
No, there are black squirrels.
Where?
On the west side of the Connecticut River.
You're making that.
No, I'm not. And now there are more and more black squirrels on the east side of the Connecticut River because they hitch rides on trucks and they walk across the bridges in the middle of the night. Rivers were a great divide in terms of species until we had tunnels and trucks and bridges. And you know, rats made their way across oceans by stowing away on ships. The evolution of life on this planet is fascinating. In terms of species being separated by mountains, by water, and then, you know, indigenous species. It's the same thing in the plant world. So, no, there is a reason why there are different races of humans. I don't have the answer as to how exact evolution is. But I would not say that you're wrong that there are mysteries about the human species that we still cannot answer in terms of missing links, in terms of what type of an ape are we, that it's not out of the realm of possibility that we were deposited here by some other species from elsewhere. Because our intellect is so superior to other species, and there are missing pieces in our past that have yet to be found.
I don't agree that Harvey Weinstein is a part of the species that's better than those who are supposedly below him. I think he's a low-life pig and deserves to be in the gutter with the pigs.
Well, I think
guys like that.
He is. I think he is in the gutter, and I don't feel he'll ever crawl out.
Yeah, I don't think I have no sympathy for him. I want when you get to that point, there's much that we become because of what we grow up around. There's no question about the influence of our parents, the environment that we grow up in, but when you get to be an adult and you get to be, unless you're completely devoid of any kind of consciousness, you know what's right and wrong. And the kind of stuff that he just was an opportunist. And there are a lot of men like him. And there are some women who are like him, frankly. You know, there are women who play the same game. So,
well, right. this is a human thing, and you're right.
Yeah. All right. Let's change the world by using super beets, shall we? As we talk about super foods, the nutritionally dense foods that are especially beneficial to everybody's health. Did you know that beets, one of the most powerful superfoods that you can put into your body, loaded with an important nutrient that increases your blood flow, nitric oxide? And if you don't know about nitric oxide, it is the enhancer, the booster for your circulation. Your circulation needs to stay strong as you get older. And if you take an example from the athletes that are using super beets, the professional athletes, the Olympic athletes, some of the college athletes that are onto this program, because they understand that good circulation is critical to energy and stamina. Gets oxygen to your muscles, to your brain, so everything is firing as it's supposed to be. And nitric oxide is the reason for that, one of the most important molecules in your body, promoting healthy circulation. Help your body produce nitric oxide naturally by drinking non-GMO super beets. Yep, the beets are non-GMO, raised on a fabulous farm. They are cooked, and then they're dried, and they're powdered. And you get the exciting extract in the canister when you order at DougLikesBeets.com. Get your supply now. Start with the 3-month supply. You actually get with the first order, you'll get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus the indicator strips that see how the Super Beets are working for you. Nitric oxide in Super Beets. Get Super Beets for you at DougLikesBeets.com. Let's spend a minute here on the countdown reviewing the people list, shall we? Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning at number 10. Roger Goodell, number 9. Stephen K. Bannon is at 8. God knows why. Jimmy Kimmel is at number 7, making, I believe, a fool out of himself. Or let's say limiting his audience. Let's put it that way. Rose McGowan, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon kind of tied for number 6. Kim Jong-un, number 5. Hillary is number 4. Senator Bob Corker is in the 3rd position because he's having a tiff with Donald Trump, who's in the 2nd position. But at the top of the heap, both the story side and the people side have Harvey Weinstein, Weinstein. Some people say Weinstein. Some people say Weinstein. Whatever he says, he's discredited from top to bottom now. When you look in the dictionary for a definition of pig, you're going to see a picture of him next to it. That's the story. I'm Doug Steffen.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Bloom, food waste expert and author, and I'm here to help you avoid wasting food at home. Vacuum sealing is a fabulous way to cut down on your family's household food waste, and Food Saver has a couple of great solutions to that end. So the Food Saver FM5000 is a neat way to take your bulk purchases and get them in the freezer and make sure that they stay good five times as long. Using the vacuum sealing technology, you'll be able to know that that food's going to last plenty long in the freezer. The Food Saver Fresh Food Preservation System is great for those seasonal produce purchases and also making pantry items last twice as long as they otherwise would. So whatever you're doing, vacuum sealing is a great way to avoid food waste. Learn more at foodsaver.com and Food Saver's Facebook page.
Talk radio review, hot hits in talk radio, the countdown, the charts for the week of October 9th to the 13th. We count them down, and this is the official list. So we go from number 10 to number 1, sports talk radio, the playoffs and the protests, the double P, playoffs and protests, yakety yak. About both of those things. Let's see. California wildfires in the number 9 position on the countdown. The aftermath of the shooting and lots of questions still number 8. A lot of conversation about that. The new tax plan from the Republicans is number 7. Continuing to discuss whether or not we should dump our deal with the Iranians for the nuclear proliferation. The situation with North Korea number 5. The health care discussion, number 4. The attack from the president on NBC, number 3. The president feuding with senators, 2. And Harvey Weinstein, number 1. All right, so you have a very interesting up close and far out this week with Alex Jones. One of the things, if you go to talkers.com, you'll see all of the reference to a lot of the stories that we're talking about here, a lot of the people that we talk about on the Countdown Show on the air. And also, you'll see across the banner what Michael is doing this week with Up Close and Far Out, and Alex Jones is your focus. You have never really spoken. He hasn't been a part of a lot of the things that we do as an industry.
Now, he sort of has his own isolated industry, and it's fascinating. And he opened up to me. It is a real candid give and take between the two of us. We don't get too much into politics. We talk more about his view of the world, of business, and how he deals with the media, and a lot about his growing up. It's very interesting. I'm very proud of it. It's a really good piece. Check it out, upcloseandfarout.com.
What's the most intriguing thing that you learned about him?
He's fearless. He's absolutely fearless. I've never seen a man as independent and fearless as him in this business ever.
Fear. What would he have fear of? What would he be afraid of?
Fear of criticism, fear of rejection, fear of being out there alone, fear of losing sponsors, fear of losing financial opportunity. All the things that motivate people. He's walked out on opportunities and offers, and he's one of the most independent people I've ever seen.
Well, he's still turned it into quite a business enterprise.
Well, he succeeded doing his own way.
His thing, his way.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and there's something to be said for that. But it takes a particular type of personality. And does that personality come through when he's on the air doing his radio program, as it does, obviously, with you in the interview?
Well, I mean, you get to see more of what he's about with the interview with me. Otherwise, why do you need me to give him another platform to do what he does every day on his own platform?
Well, that's the point. You bring out things in him, it sounds to me like, that haven't been brought out before.
I think so. And I'm proud of this piece. Personally, it has nothing to do with what a good guy he is. It has to do with the piece.
What's he doing? Yeah, right. Different take than what Megyn Kelly had, obviously. Thank you, Michael. It's 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get at the continuation of the countdown from the overview of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a college professor of law and one of the country's leading experts in public law, if you will. Also, scams, identity theft, part of his purview. And go to scamaside.com and keep up with the latest. My God, this has got to be almost a full-time job, I would think, for you. And look at all of the scams. We've talked about the Equifax thing. I don't think there's anything that's been any bigger than that, but they're everywhere. And every week there's some violation of trust, and so you wonder, how do you trust the system? And I think the system is so weak that it isn't really to be trusted, Stephen.
Oh, it totally isn't. And, you know, it's, one of my mottos, it's not as bad as you think. It's worse.
Yes. Right.
You know, we don't really have much to worry about in regard to North Korean missiles coming to the United States. But we have a lot to worry about when it comes to North Korean hackers. They have some of the most trained hackers in the world. And, frankly, recently they have been hacking the international banking system. They've also tried to hack into our energy grid. So I would be shocked if we didn't have some major data breach and internet technology attack from North Korea within the next 6 months. So we're just getting started.
There you go. All right, speaking of getting started, let's start with the number one item on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week, the Harvey Weinstein scandal. Who's getting sued for how much? How does this all end up? Obviously not well for him, but it doesn't deserve to end up well for him. What about other people?
He's in the law we refer to him as a scumbag.
He's a pig.
He Actually, civil lawsuits, yes, they will be coming across the board. But interestingly enough, there hasn't been much discussion about the criminal lawsuits. And frankly, for instance, in New York State, there is no statute of limitations on rape or criminal sexual acts. And right now, the New York District Attorney's Office has opened an investigation. They have confirmed that. The FBI is looking to see whether any federal crimes have been committed. And quite frankly, I would be surprised if criminal actions were not brought against him. I mean, there is a lot of smoke and fire here. There are admissions that he has made. So, civil lawsuits, they will proceed. It's kind of interesting because quite often in these kinds of lawsuits, they're settled quietly with a confidentiality agreement, and the idea is to kind of keep the person's reputation. Well, that's done. So I don't know if there'll be any settlements of these lawsuits or even what money's going to be there for it. The company might even be sued for their role, saying that they should have monitored him better. But he's in criminal and civil liability.
So doesn't that normally become the case, though? Don't companies like this get sued, and everybody in sight get sued?
Oh, yeah. You know, and you sort it out later. You know, one of the questions will be, you know, were they aware of his sexual proclivities? And one defense they may be, because they knew that settlements were made, although supposedly no company money was used in settlements, that they thought it was a matter of public relations and the settlements were for extramarital but consensual affairs. So the question is, should they, as a company, have looked into this further or not? And, I think the company has some legal liability there.
All right. Act of Mother Nature or not, it appears some of these California wildfires that have been so deadly in Santa Rosa may have started with a electric line going down and sparking. And so if that, how do you ever prove something like that? Unless it's obvious, if you can see, you know, go back to the power grid or the power lines and there's a line down. And then in that circumstance, you know, all of this, so many people have been affected by this, my God.
Yeah, it's just been horrible. The question is this something that is negligence? Is this something that actually qualifies as involuntary manslaughter? But you've got to have a lot of evidence to prove this.
Yeah, this is a sticky wicket. It really is. All right, the shooting in Las Vegas, still a lot of huffing and puffing going on there. Looks like the police have something to be culpable for, but then again, how do you really? It's like nobody seems to be able to get the real story out on this.
You got to have the facts, but there already are lawsuits filed against the hotel and others saying that they were negligent.
Yeah, and they may have been. So the police look like they have 72 minutes to get there. Looks like that's a ready-made lawsuit. Stephen Wiseman on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.